Greetings, Pastor Joyce Gilmer here with Pain to Purpose Broadcast, and I'm here this morning to talk with you about and to inform you that the devil wants you to quit. And let me tell you why he wants you to quit. Well, his ultimate goal, purpose, and plan, his mission statement is found in the Bible, and his mission statement is to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's right, he's very clear about what his purpose is, and the reason that he is so relentless in his pursuit to get you to quit is because he wants you to not fulfill your purpose. He wants to steal you of that. He wants to rob you of that. He wants to annihilate you. He wants to frustrate you. He wants to silence you. He wants to deter you. He wants to detract you. He wants to discourage you. He wants to make you think that it's too late to move forward in your purpose. He wants to make you think that no one is on your side, that you're alone by yourself trying to fulfill your purpose, because he's clear about who he is and what he wants to do. So I believe that what we need to do as women of God, as people of God, is that we need to understand what our mission statement is. We need to get clear about what it is we are supposed to do, who it is we are supposed to be helping, what assignment it is that we are supposed to be fulfilling. And if we can get as clear and as dogmatic and as determined about fulfilling our purpose as the devil is about shutting our purpose down, then we have a fighting chance to win. So I want to encourage you this morning to understand that it's not too late, and you're not too old. And although you may be frustrated right now, you may be annoyed right now, you may feel isolated and alone right now, you have still got time to fulfill your purpose. Understand that the attacks that you have been feeling, the distance that you have been feeling, the disconnect that you have been feeling with those that are around you in your closest circle, the feeling of isolation, the feeling misunderstood, feeling like no one just gets it, while you're looking at everyone else succeeding around you and excelling around you and thriving around you, yet it feels that you're slowful and stagnant and not being able to move forward in your purpose, the enemy magnifies that. He magnifies the success of others in order to diminish the progress that you're making in your own life. Wow. Let me say that again. The enemy is masterful at magnifying in your eyes the success of others in order to distract you from identifying and acknowledging the process and the progress that you're making in your own life. Why? Because he's a masterful puppeteer, and he's clear about his mission, and he does not care how he fulfills his mission to steal, kill, or destroy. So let's talk really quickly about how it is and what he comes after. What is he trying to steal specifically? Now, we know ultimately it's to annihilate our purpose, but how does he do that? What is it that he comes against? He comes against our hope. He comes against our will. He comes against our desire. He does that by allowing us to experience rejection as we're trying to move forward, getting doors slammed in our face for opportunities, getting denied when we apply to get the business off the ground or when we apply to go back to school. This is what he does. And so as a result of not experiencing the yes, we think that the no's are permanent in our lives. We think that the no we received when we applied for that opportunity is the final decision. We think it's a period when in reality it's only a comma, so that you will build more stamina, more drive, more determination to move forward and go for the next opportunity, and knock on the next door, and knock on door number 25, and door number 36, and for however long it takes you to fulfill what it is you're trying to fulfill, because at the end of the day, you've got to be as determined about your purpose as the devil is about annihilating your purpose. And this is what I want us to understand. So I don't want you to get hung up in your discouragement in this season. You know, we're halfway through the year, and this midway point can always be difficult for many people. But I don't want you to get frustrated in the middle. I want you to understand that the middle is about reassessing. The middle is about realigning. The middle may be about disconnecting and detaching for someone or some things that were really not on your side. So don't get discouraged by the things that have not worked out thus far. But refocus, realign, reassess, refuel, re-energize, and get ready to propel over the remaining half of the year to move forward into what God has promised for your life. See, that's the thing. We have to understand that God's promise over our lives is greater than the devil's persistence against it. Ha! What did you say? God's promise over our lives outweighs the devil's persistence to come against everything that God has set up successfully in our lives. So you need to understand that what God has spoken over you is eternal. The words he has allowed you to experience in environments of church services and in small circles and at dinner discussions and on one-on-one conversations and dates with coaches or with those who may have mentored you that have spoken life and have prophetically declared over your lives. God's word is everlasting. It's from everlasting to everlasting and to every generation. And so understand and embrace that fact. Focus on that fact. Realign with that. Get in agreement with what God has spoken over your life and come out of agreement with what the devil is trying to do in your life. It's very, very important, women of God, people of God, that we understand that we have so much purpose. There are so many people that are attached to us that are waiting for us to do what we need to do so they can do what they need to do. So don't get hung up in delay. It's all right to pause, but you cannot quit. It's all right to step back for a few moments and to just say, whew, that's just too much. I just can't. But just only long enough to get in prayer, to get in pause, to think, to meditate, to reorient. But you may not quit. Because if you quit, then you give the enemy victory in a place that God meant for you to have victory. So you hand over your victory to the enemy when God wants you to win. And what you need to do is flip the script. He's a defeated foe. He's the one that is destined to be in the pit of hell. He's the one that's not supposed to win. So you need to change your lens. Get your 20/20 vision back. Come out of the fog and rub your eyes and dry your tears and get ready to win. Because even though the devil wants you to quit, God has already declared that you are more than a conqueror and you shall win. In fact, I decree that you are winning. I decree that you've already won. You're already a victor and you're already victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood that he already shed. And the victory is already waved over your life. Victory is your portion. You are not defeated. You are not annihilated by the enemy. Your plans and purposes still have an expected end, an end full of hope, an end full of promise, an end full of prosperity and peace, an end full of love, of lasting relationships, of authentic friendships. I decree these things over your life today, that where you are in the middle, that you will not run out of gas and decide to quit, but that you will take this moment in time to refuel and refocus, and refortify. Be strengthened in the Lord today. Walk in a new level of grace at another pace in God. Step up the pace and continue the race. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. May God be with you today and always.